another trainer who's hoping for a big day is Alex Ray, because he's got one of the most exciting horses heading to headquarters. He's one of the firm favourites. Dean Lester's declared it one of his best bets of the day. And I speak of Chief Altony. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Hi, Michael. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well indeed. Mate, the stable is airborne at the moment. I know it's been a few years since you burst onto the scene with that famous Flemington win, Kachata, a few years ago. So how does this boy compare in the excitement stakes? He seems like he's got a lot of ability.
Well, Kachata was a very brilliant horse straight off the bat, whereas Chief Altony is a bit of a workman. But, you know, as I keep saying to people, every time we raise the bar, he continues to leap up with it. So he's continues to tick all the boxes.
Is he a horse that needs soft going to perform at his best? I know he's got a great record on the good track, but that was probably one of his softest wins last start.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's definitely a good question because, you know, the question being, would he have been as dominant on top of the ground the other day at Ballarat? Well, I'm not sure. I mean, he's reared off some pretty slick times on top of the ground, you know, last preparation. I think the bottom line is he's just a pretty good horse and, you know, he deals with most conditions as good as any.
Gee, the ease and dominance of that win last start has him a $2.25 favourite, one of the firmest favourites of the day. Is that where you see him against this field tomorrow?
Look, I mean, you're obviously never too confident heading to headquarters, but, I mean, looking at the form, from my perspective, he probably does profile as the horse that, you know, could go on with the job. A lot of the horses in the race sort of have, you know, they're obviously better than handy horses. They're good city class horses, but that's sort of where they sit in life. Whereas Chief Altony, I know it's completely up to him as to where he goes from here. I mean, he could go on with the job or he could have reached his mark. But on his win the other day at Ballarat, there's no reason to suggest he's not going to continue to improve.
And he stays at the 1,400 metres. What do you think's his best distance?
Look, I've spoken to a couple of, you know, really top jockeys, Jai and Damien Oliver, and they say he's, you know, he's going to be at his best at a mile. I mean, he was pretty dominant the other day at 1,400 metres, whereas his pedigree says he wants every bit of 2,000 metres. So, once again, I just throw him in the category of being a pretty good horse, and, you know, he's probably going to deal with most distances we put him in. So, at this stage of his career, I'm happy keeping him fresh, not doing a hell of a lot with him over this period, you know, this time of year, and 1,400 metres not going to be a problem tomorrow.
Last December, we saw him head to Flemington. He was a favourite on that occasion as well. And he didn't run badly, but he was probably a bit disappointing from the expectations. Was that just because it was at the end of the campaign, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he was doing a really good job. His work was good, but, you know, in hindsight, he had five very tough runs, you know, a couple really early in the campaign on some ordinary ground, getting back from bad barriers and doing a stack of work. So, you know, he was just a bit flat that day. And, you know, it's the blemish in his career, getting beat two lengths at Flemington running fourth. So we're certainly not complaining from our end.
What's the plan moving forward? If he's successful tomorrow, do you just want to keep him running through these off-season winter races?
Well, I mean, it's probably the conservative approach, running, you know, picking the eyes out of the calendar, finding suitable races. But, you know, if he was to measure up tomorrow in, you know, at Flemington, I think we'd head down the Winter Championship path. It's a, you know, it's a listed race at the end of the season, and I think he probably deserves at least an opportunity in a couple of the qualifiers and heading in that direction. But as I said, he's going to have to be winning tomorrow to go in that direction.
How many horses have you got in the team now?
We've got 18 in work at the moment, and it's building quite nicely. So, you know, everything's going pretty well, but, you know, we need to continue getting results, and the team's going pretty well at the moment, and hopefully you can continue to go pretty well. So, look, yeah, things are going quite nicely.
How big would a win tomorrow be for the momentum of the stable?
Oh, huge, huge. I mean, you know, for the owners and, you know, the horses and individually, just so honest, he's a dream to train. It's my birthday, so we won't let that one slide either.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, well, happy birthday to you. It's my birthday today, so we're very close. Sadly, there's probably a few years difference between us, Alex. So we'll have a little something on Chief Altony and have a dual celebration. I wish you the best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks very much.
Oh, there you go. Well done, Mikey. Mikey on the buttons. A little bit of a celebration there. Good luck to Alex tomorrow. Keep those SMSs coming through. There's a heap. Sharknado has just wandered in. He is here for Friday Form Focus after the break. We'll find all the winners at headquarters and the Group 1 Queensland Oaks.